Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is author and math whiz, to say the least, Cornell professor extraordinaire Stephen Strogatz. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here.
When did you know you liked math? As a child, were you a math kid?
I did always like math, but I had a pivotal moment when there was a teacher who mentioned a certain question that he'd been asking for years, and he said he'd never seen any student answer this question. And then he went on to say, I mean, I sat up straight at that point.
And how old are you?
Maybe 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then he said, actually, he didn't know how to do the problem.
Really?
Never heard any teacher say something like that before.
And
you want the problem, don't
I want
you?
The problem. I want to know just even the context of the problem.
The problem was a problem about triangles, and it goes like this. If two angle bisectors of a triangle have the same length, the triangle has to be isosceles. Prove it. I thought, what's so hard about this? I mean, it sounded like other geometry problems, and so I tried thinking about it and couldn't do it. So I started thinking about it every day, including in French class, you know, like when the conjugating the verb train is going around the room and it's coming toward me. I'm still thinking about angle bisectors. Same thing with playing basketball. People would pass it to me, bounce off my knee, because I'm off in triangle world. So I spent maybe 6 months thinking about this continuously and finally came up with something I thought was a proof. It was a Sunday morning, and I asked him, could I come to your house and show it to you?
Wow, and he was like, no.
No. Well, yeah, he should have. But he was a good teacher.
Yeah.
I showed up. He was there in his pajamas with his little kids. I showed him this proof. He checked it line by line. He said, it's a proof.
Wow.
Thank you.
So at that point, did you
so
think...
So then I was hooked.
Yeah,
because
you were like,
I started making up questions for myself that I didn't know the answer to, just for the fun of getting back into that euphoric feeling of being puzzled and wanting to solve it.
And you decided to put together this wonderful book, Joy of X, where you're talking about real-life math.
That refers to Joy of Cooking.
Joy of Cooking? Oh, yes. I see the wordplay.
Yeah.
So why do you think math gets such a bad rap? I had one good teacher in high school that helped me, but in general, you know, I just always thought I was not very good at math.
You thought you weren't good at
yes.
math. And some people feel they're just not good at it, or they'll say, I don't have a math head, or they'll say I was good until, and then they tell you, I got to geometry, or I was good until I got to word problems in algebra or something. For a lot of people, they hit the wall and then they're discouraged. Other people will tell me, I was good at it the whole time, I just never saw the point of it.
Right, and what do you say to those people? What is the point?
Well, there's all kinds of points. I mean, for me, when people ask, of course, the question is, why do I need to learn math? And it's not really that you need to learn it. Yes, you do. If you're going to be an engineer or a computer scientist, you will actually need it. But if you're not in that kind of profession, you don't really need it. But then to me, the question is, like, why do I need to watch Michael Jordan play basketball? Or why do I need to listen to music? You don't really need to, but your life will be richer and happier if you do.
That makes me care. It does make me care. You are one of the founders of the theories of social networks.
Well, let me give credit to the real founder. It's a student, Duncan Watts,
okay.
Was my grad student.
Oh, okay.
He was interested in sort of where physics and math meet social sciences. And so we got to talking. I had given him a problem that I was interested in about how things get in sync. And we were specifically interested in how crickets can chirp in unison. Now, you might say, who cares about crickets? That's fair question. but think about it this way. In your heart, you have special cells that keep your heart beating properly. And those cells, those pacemaker cells, have to be in sync. And it's a lot easier to measure crickets getting in sync than your pacemaker cells. But they might be using the same kind
of
math and same principles.
Right.
So anyway, we were busy studying the crickets. And one time, he had a conversation with his dad, who said, just offhandedly, do you realize you're only 6 handshakes from the President of the United States or from anybody else on Earth? This idea of 6 degrees of separation, which people were talking about at the time in the middle 90s. And he asked me, how would everything about synchronization change if the crickets were connected like that, if they were listening in this 6 degrees way, and that was a brand new question. No one knew anything about that.
It's like that game people play in college, Six Degrees.
The Kevin Bacon game. Yeah. But it turned out that provided really interesting data that allowed us to test some of our theories, because the Internet Movie Database, which has all the actors in the history of movies going back to silent movies, it gave us a way to test a lot of what we were thinking about with a real social network, if you like, the Hollywood network.
So is it, question one, are we really all separated
really
by
is
six
true.
Degrees?
It is true. You know, considering it's 7 billion people on Earth, you might think the number would be hundreds or thousands or millions. It's not. It's close to, it's around 5 or 6.
Wow. And do you know how many degrees you are separated from Kevin Bacon?
That I do. Well, yeah, but that's easy because I was in a documentary about him.
Oh.
About the math of Kevin Bacon. So that's not a good. I mean,
so
we could do someone else.
So the answer is one?
Yeah, it's a kind of one.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's a little sneak peek as to what we would like you to solve for us coming up. So I first need to ask you, are you ready to solve a different kind of problem? Prove a little something different on the Ask Me Another stage?
Yes, I am ready.
You are ready? Fantastic. How about a hand for our VIP, Stephen Strogatz? For this round, let me bring back our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton. And, of course, our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, we just talked about your Kevin Bacon number, that you are 1 degree of separation from Kevin Bacon. And it turns out that math scholars have their own version of this game through a prolific mathematician named Paul Erdős. In his lifetime, Erdős published more than 1,500 research papers with over 500 different co-authors who all have an Erdős number of 1. Of course, it was only a matter of time before someone came up with the Erdős-Bacon number, which is the sum of 1's Erdős and Bacon numbers, naturally. So, Stephen, this quiz is about some of the other people who have Erdős-Bacon numbers. Some are actors, some are academics, all are amazing. We're going to ask you to identify them based on our clues, and if you get enough right, Anna Byers of Louisville, Kentucky will get a special Ask Me Another prize. Stakes are high. Are you ready?
Okay.
This actress has a Bacon number of 2, having starred in Closer with Julia Roberts, who starred in Flatliners with Kevin Bacon. In 2002, as a Harvard undergraduate, she co-authored a paper studying the frontal lobes of infants, giving her an Erdős number of 4.
Who is Natalie Portman?
That is correct.
It is my job to remind contestants they are not on Jeopardy, by the way.
This British actor got his co-author byline after suggesting a study to determine whether the brain structures of political conservatives were physically different from those of liberals. It turns out they are. Now we need a study on the brains of women who've seen him play Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
Uh-oh, I can picture him.
Stephen,
yes. He's beautiful, isn't he?
I can... Is he the stuttering king?
Yes.
Yes, he is. I'm having a little left hemisphere problem.
Let's see. He shares his first name with a former Secretary of State.
Oh.
Well, that's
whose last name was Powell.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. That would be Colin Firth.
You got it.
Thank you. So I think in math we would call that partial credit.
Yeah. Sure.
Alan, Ask Me Another, we call that, you don't get
it. Call
anything.
That wrong, yeah. Okay.
As an undergraduate at UCLA, actress Danica McKellar co-authored a paper titled Percolation and Gibbs States Multiplicity for Ferromagnetic Ashkentel Models in Z2. I wrote the Z3 one. I don't know what she's talking about. She later wrote the book Math Doesn't Suck. But you probably know her as Winnie Cooper on what early 1990s dramedy?
The Wonder Years.
Yes! Can you quickly just describe to me your take on the percolation and Gibbs states multiplicity for ferromagnetic ash and tell models?
Classic.
Yeah? Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
It really does bring me back, you know? It was so different then. This baseball player is often included in Erdős Bacon conversations because he and Erdős autographed a baseball together after receiving honorary degrees from Emory University on the same day. It's not the same thing as writing a paper with him, but if you count co-signing a baseball, his Erdős Bacon number would be 3. The number you might best know him for is 755, the number of home runs this Hall of Fame outfielder hit in his major league career.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, John Chinesky?
I think that's why we call him the great Strogatsby, because he answers so many questions right that Anna Byers receives a prize. Congratulations, Steven.
Steven, you are everything I hope for to the nth degree.
Oh, thank you.
Have a round of applause for our VIP, Steven Strogatz.
This is a song called Pie. Red ink and pen in hands of men inscribe your form by petal pea. They draw an altar on which God has slaughtered all stability. No eyes could ever soak in all the places you anoint. And yet to see you all at once, we only need the point. Flirting with infinity, your geometric progeny that fit inside you, oh so tight. Triangles, it feels so right. 3.14153592653589793238462643383297502884197169993754945
Jonathan Colton.